Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's about 11 o'clock, and we are on Messages of Light. My guest today is Susan Schuster. She is a wonderful psychic medium who has had awesome training from a very good friend of mine. But I just find Susan Schuster to be a very, very nice, wonderful person. And we met at a fair, and it's been very cool getting to know Susan over the years and all of her wonderful work. So, I know when I first met Susan and found out all the kinds of work that she does that, you know, she was really letting people know that their loved ones are around them. And, you know, she's a a really good medium and psychic. So I have to say that, you know, with working with her family and working with her intuition, she gets these wonderful messages and touching experiences that happen. I think the medium experience is really cool, and I think Susan has probably been the most accurate one that I've met out of most people, which is really exciting. So I'm excited to have Susan on today because she's had a lot of neat experiences with life and trusting her intuition and, you know, just getting things done. So I know she's the real deal. She's got a lot to say and a lot to talk about. So booking a session with Susan is really awesome. I know you can do it on the internet. I know you can do Zoom. I know you can do phone calls. She does parties. And you can go to SusanSchuster.com, which is totally cool. Susan also offers classes and a bunch of other really neat things that, you know, she's got an interview series called Soulful Sunday, which we'll discuss too, which is really awesome. And I love it when Susan puts on a fair or when I can find Susan available at a fair because Susan is just very authentic and reliable. So second half of the show, we're going to take your calls, one question per caller. You can also text. The call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. I'm running a special three questions for $15 on email. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. You can also check out my website at starwaya, starwaya.co. So that'll put you in touch with me, and that'll be cool, and we'll get this rolling and started. So, like I said, you can check out Susan Schuster at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Schuster, S-H-U-S-T-E-R.com. So, again, that call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one if you want to talk to us. Second half. I'm going to bring Susan live now, and we're going to talk a little bit more. And enjoy the show. So here we go. Welcome to the show, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Amanda. Thank you. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to live up those great expectations you set for everybody this morning.
Well,
but thank you. No,
I just think you're very authentic, and that's what I like is somebody who's truthful, somebody who gets right down to business and tells you the truth, and gets right to business.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that, you know, one of the things that was neat was I always knew you were good, and I didn't even have to have you talk to anybody on the other side or anything. I knew. I just could directly look at you and see the light, and it was just awesome to see this glowing light around you that was so cool. And I think that's how you, well, that's how I know a person is really good. That, and of course, you know, the other side told me, but like I said, I think what's really neat is knowing that, you know, your family members are okay and your friends are okay, and that's a really good experience. And, you know, just you being a reader is a really good experience. So I'm really excited that you're doing this and that you found a way to interview people and bring that light into people when we've gone through such a hard time of, you know, wanting to have a fair or getting together or, you know, whatever. I mean, you brought an interview series in that's really good. You do excellent fairs when you do put them on. And it's fun to see you at fairs anyway, so I try to pick ones if I see you going that I can go to too so that I can
Absolutely.
See you. But, you know, it's just always fun to know where you're at or see you or, you know, see you on the Facebook Lives. I'm sure that helps a lot of people who go, oh, my gosh, I just missed that. You know, and I think even the psychics or the readers miss going to a fair and actually, you know, seeing you there or seeing me there or seeing us both there. So I just know I'm really happy when I get to see you. That's always fun.
You know, it has been hard. I mean, it's been difficult for everyone, and I know a lot of people have different opinions about the pandemic that we're in. We're still not out of it, right? But I feel, you know, first of all, I miss my connection with people face-to-face like it once was. Absolutely, I miss that. I miss, you know, putting the fairs on. I miss having my live messages from heaven events, which are the larger group mediumship readings events.
Mm-hmm.
Because with those larger events, you're able to provide so much more healing than just the one-on-ones. Yes, there's healing that takes place in both of those settings. However, sort of a mix of several things, and that definitely included the fair so that you could reach other people who are trying to connect in with their own spirituality to make sense of it, to find resources for that, along with the messages from heaven events, which are, again, group mediumship reading events, where you're able to provide that healing, whether you personally received a message in one of those events or not. What you do receive is that feeling, that knowing, that understanding that life continues on the other side, but more importantly, that you can feel the love, you feel the healing for others who do receive those messages. So it's an incredibly powerful event. And then, you know, with the private readings, yes, that is going to be focused on you personally for the individual who comes for a private reading. But the pandemic has been tough because I was accustomed to doing, you know, a number of those things simultaneously in my workflow, if you will, in my practice.
Right.
And we really had to shift, right? So everyone has had to shift to a certain degree, like it or not, people have had to shift. But I think the biggest thing that I learned or continued to be reminded of was truly to trust and surrender to spirit in a way that really allowed me to continue to grow as a psychic medium. It allowed me to continue to grow and allowed me to continue to provide healing for others. And through that very early on, right after, I think it was a couple weeks into the lockdown, I received, you know, in my meditation, guidance from spirit to develop and create this interview series called Soulful Sunday. And it's free. It's absolutely free. It's an online event held on Zoom where I was having someone step forward and I would interview them, much like you're doing me now, but and much,
you know,
I guess, sort of like I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I just want to tell you something that's really interesting about the connection between you and I, and I think it's really quite cool. You know, I sat on what to name my radio show. I mean, I sat on it and sat on it. I like the name that you have for, you know, messages from heaven. It's just so cool. And, you know, it really took a lot to pick that out. And I'm glad that you have that picked out. You know, it's so cool. Because I came up with messages of light, like, you know, it was a long time ago, but I just knew I had to do that. I knew it was important to make that happen. And so that's where I got the name of that, you know, from that. So, you know, I just really enjoy that you can bring through people in light and people can see as a medium, you know, that there is really light there in what you're doing and what you're, you know, bringing forth, because I think that's important to people.
Absolutely. I'm not sure I can take 100% credit for the messages from heaven title for those group mediumship readings. That's something that my community does use over and over, but it's so fitting, right? It's so powerful. It's really beautiful.
Well,
and
I think it's very fitting.
Yeah. I actually call the one-to-one readings like I will give the analogy, it's like a phone call from heaven, right? You know, you're going to be talking about family and friends. You can talk about one another. You can talk about the person who's passed, you know, all those kinds of things. It's really a conversation and interaction for my clients to be able to connect in with those that they love so much and miss so dearly. And Soulful Sunday, you know, coming up with the name for that, because it had to have meaning behind it, was incredibly beautiful how it just flowed. And it flows from spirit, again, trusting and surrendering to spirit and understanding this is something that people need at this time. And I just followed through with that and very quickly found the door opening for the right people to be my guest speakers each and every month for those Sundays through the pandemic, even though we're still in it. And I think it was really something beautiful that people needed. They needed hope, right? They need a sense of community. They needed to see people, to interact with other people in a way that we weren't able to, especially early on in the pandemic. And I think the online Soulful Sunday achieved that. It really accomplished that. It brought people together. And it brought people together in a way that really met their heart space needs, right? You know, people needed hope. They needed love. And I was so proud of the guest speakers who so willingly trusted me to come on because I'm by no means am I a professional interviewer by any means. And the funny thing
you
that
know,
I realized,
Susan, I think you're pretty good. I think you're pretty good at what you do. That's my opinion, you know, because I will tell you, when I got on there, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, people are going to see me. That is so intimidating, but you know, it's okay. You know, it really is a beautiful thing that you put together. It's really good and exciting. And, you know, I would do it again. I mean, I think that you've got some really great stuff there. And I think that you do a good job, not only as an interviewer, but as a person who comes on and just, you know, talks to people, you know, like when you do your Facebook Live sometimes, you know, that's a very, very good thing to do too. And I think that you present yourself so well and you do such a good job, and people are needing that these days, you know, and I'm hearing people say, well, you know, it might go to doing more Zoom. You might actually do a Zoom psychic fair, or you might do, you know, something else. So I've heard a lot of different things that may happen, and that's okay. I think it's a really good thing, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I know that all that has transpired with my own practice has transpired and evolved for a beautiful purpose. So I trust, and I'm going to use that word a lot today because it was really about trusting. In the beginning of the pandemic, you know, it's like everyone was, you know, knocked out of their socks, right, and kind of left flailing for a week or a few weeks, especially in the very beginning when areas of the world went on lockdown or limited socialization. And I really did trust that Spirit was giving us what we all needed so desperately at a time when we felt so uncertain about the time. So Soulful Sunday has been a beautiful addition, unexpected addition to my life and hopefully to those others. And I have people who come each and every Soulful Sunday, each and every month. And a few other things I think that this last year has brought was the time and space for me to really become a mentor to others. I've had clients and those that interact with me ask if I would teach, what I teach. Somehow I never felt ready until we got into the midst of the pandemic. And I think pandemic, really the timing felt right because there is such a desire, the need, overwhelming need for people to find stability in their life, spirituality, and to find some kind of a clarity in their life and guidance. And I felt that that was the right time for me to begin teaching. And so what I also did is I also created an intuition course, a 6-week course, which was quite lovely. You know, I've always been told that I'm a teacher, and I've always had teaching aspects come out throughout my life, throughout my career. I've always felt comfortable doing that, although I've not technically been a certified teacher other than a GED teacher when I worked in mental health. I did do that. So I did have some of that experience to help me. But again, you know, I've always had this, I guess, understanding to really trust in Spirit, that Spirit is going to guide me in my life where I need to be at that moment. And that's what I did too in this great time of uncertainty. But the Tuning Into Your Intuition psychic class was really a spectacular opportunity for people to begin to realize, as I've told many of my clients and most of my, probably all of my clients, I tell them, everyone has this ability. We are all psychic. We can all do this. It's just a matter of developing it or tuning in and giving the right tools to do that, or the time and space, right? And so that's what I wanted to create.
Exactly.
Was this time and space for people to really understand that they can connect, or to validate those who had been connecting throughout their lives that, yes, let me help you validate this. This is possible. You are connecting. So it was quite beautiful. And I think teachers are students at the same time, Amanda. I think we have to be students. We're learning from our students. We're learning from the experience with those that we teach, and with the community and the spiritual world as well. So I really feel like I grew, you know. And then I found my students wanting more. What else can you do? Because I also want to say, Amanda, it feels like it was, and I don't want to undermine the value of it, but it was definitely a great distraction for people to have these things like Soulful Sunday, to tune into your intuition classes. And, you know, it just felt like they needed something else, something more, something more. And I also then, for those who maybe couldn't commit to the class, developed Psychic Circle, which is a development circle. And so it's not a structured class, but instead it is where I am guiding you and providing you with the opportunity, the time and space to really practice in a safe space your own intuition and or mediumistic abilities or psychic abilities with partners in Zoom, online, in a classroom where you do receive that, yes, you are correct. You know, which people are just like their socks are knocked off sometimes. Well, I didn't think I could tune into someone, but I can. It's possible, you know, and just being a part of that as a facilitator for that, I've grown from that. It's been beautiful. I've probably gotten more, you know, from my students than they have from me, I want to say. So I feel like I've grown so much over the year. It's been quite beautiful. I feel blessed to have had these opportunities. Prior to COVID, again, I had a mix between private readings, large group readings, and putting on fairs. And this year, you know, that's evolved to mentoring, to providing this interview series as for guest speakers to spread the knowledge, to open up the space for people to connect in and find a community as well. And I think the teaching will continue. I just feel, you know, it's a good place for me. And so I'll continue to provide workshops and some other things coming up as well, that Spirit has really been taking me on this journey over the last year of this evolution. You know, when you begin to say, I'm going to make this my practice, my professional practice, you never really know at that moment, Amanda, where you're going to be, where it's going to lead to. And it is really about the journey, right? The journey is so incredibly beautiful and so surprising and so unexpected. So I just have to really embrace all the beautiful things that have come my way, and all the people I've been able to work with has been incredible. I have to say, to watch people grow and watch their self-confidence expand and grow and nurture that, I feel incredibly humbled to have had that opportunity. And if now is a chance, I want to thank all of those who trust me enough to mentor them. So I want to thank them for that as well. It's been an incredible ride, and I look forward to what the next year brings, right, with all of that.
Oh, that'll be cool, yeah. And next year is going to be just as amazing as, you know, this year, and that's really awesome. I think it's going to be even better.
Yeah, I've been working on, if I can, I just want to talk a little bit about a project that I've been working on. And I have taken my time with it, Amanda, like you said in the beginning, about really spending a lot of time to find the right words, the right title, the right header for your own program, Messages of Light. But this has been the same. This has been coming to me for quite some time, and I've been putting it together during the pandemic, but it is something that is not just tools or materialistic things, but instead an experience of really soulful living. And what I created was something called Soulful Living Sets. And I'm getting closer and closer to the launch, or at least the soft launch of this opportunity for people to really connect in with their spiritual living self, I want to say. But these will be sets or boxes with not only items that are spiritual items with themes in each and every box, but instead it will also have, whether it is a customized meditation, tips, exercises, affirmations, etc. So you're not only receiving, and I can talk about, like, the first one that I'm really focused on is the self-care box. And so, yes, there'll be items in there for people to physically begin to practice more and more self-care. But it also, self-care really consists of different dimensions. And I feel like some of those main dimensions of self-care would be the physical aspects, the emotional aspects, the psychological, and the spiritual health. So I really wanted to start with this particular set being the first set that I launch in that. And I have different items, but again, and I don't want to give away too much, Amanda, but the other part of that is there will, in fact, be a whole living experience in a box, per se, right? Along with a connection to others who purchase the boxes, or the sets. So you will, in fact, be purchasing not only items, materialistic items, to help take care of yourself, but you will also then be able to connect with a community. And then on top of that, also have either exercises, tips, meditations, et cetera, that go beyond just what's inside the box, right? So I'm pretty excited about that, because self-care is something that I think that this year has brought more awareness to what a great need has been for us that we've probably been ignoring. And this last year has brought that awareness to the need for us to care for ourselves in such a different way. So I think that's really why I'm starting with the self-care set, if that makes sense to everyone.
Well, I think self-care is very important. I think that, you know, that's the key to everything, really, is just, you know, you need to have that self-care, and, you know, you always need to make sure you can look after yourself, because I think that is really huge. And, you know, the way that you offer things, I think, is really cool.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to do a little bit of a soft launch in the very near future. And I think the beautiful thing for me, too, is because I learn, I'm so hungry to learn in no matter what I do in my life. But each and every day, I hope that I'm learning something to grow and expand so that I can then pass that along to others. But what's been so beautiful is how it's been a culmination of everything over the last year, whether it's collaborating with former guests of Soulful Sunday for these soulful living sets that I've put together, or just collaborations that have taken place, and I've been able to take pieces of those previous collaborations, bits and pieces of that, to really put it all together to make sense of how, not how maybe, but what people need, what people are looking for right now. And it's a way, and I can serve them in a different way. The collaboration of others has provided me with such knowledge and growth experience for myself that it has to transcend to others. It's about us living a more spiritual, conscious life, I think, as well. I think people have really had the opportunity to slow down and become more aware of the life that they had been living, and now are able to make conscious decisions of the life that they want to live. And I think that's part of the purpose of soulful living sets as well, is to allow people really to begin to put into place that shift or that change in the way that they live, as opposed to the way they were living before. So I'm excited to be a part of that. And I have to thank Spirit for that, because it always comes from Spirit. And then, of course, I have to thank those who think it's also meaningful in their life as well. So those clients and those who will step forward and take a chance, you know, on what I and Spirit have put together. So I'm excited for that. So, you know, that'll be later down the road, but we're getting closer and closer to this opportunity to launch that. So I'm very excited about those things as well, Amanda.
I can't wait to see what you come up with and look at it and just, you know, see what kinds of things you have, because, you know, we're all out there doing the same, trying to, you know, what we're doing. We're actually, you know, really doing the work. We're out there making a difference, doing a purpose, working to help people, and you really do that, and I admire that. You know, I think that that is a wonderful thing and a wonderful gift, and, you know, we're blessed to have you doing that, and I like to do my best, too. It's always fun.
Well, absolutely, without a doubt, and you know, I just feel in terms of the teaching, I know that I've realized over the last several days how even that teacher aspect is incorporated into me being a psychic medium and in the readings that I provide. I know that especially for the first timers, I will spend, you know, sometimes 7 to 10 minutes in the beginning just explaining, especially for mediumship, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make sure that people have the best experience possible and that we're setting the appropriations. Everyone has their own style as a reader, as a psychic medium. I honor that. But for me, this feels like home for those first-timers especially. I feel like it is my responsibility. There's so much responsibility, first of all, in providing messages. But secondly, in also understanding how it works or how I work as a reader, I think is important to give that to my sitter or my client so that they can make the most out of their experience. I don't want to just, I just don't want to start into a reading without helping them understand the process. You know, and I think people after their first reading, they begin to really appreciate that and understand it, the value of that. But that does feel like home for me. I feel like I do have something to provide to others and to share because I'm always so hungry for knowledge. Maybe that's where that teacher side of me comes from. I've always enjoyed learning. So anyway,
yeah,
I will
enjoy learning
people
too,
come to
Susan.
Me.
I think that that is a wonderful thing. And, you know, I appreciate you being my guest today. I'm, you know, humbled to have you, and I want people to tune into your Soulful Sundays because they are really good. It's a very supportive team, and you know, I've been blessed to know so many people from that, and we have like a little community. And you know, I appreciate you, you know, involving me in that.
Oh, of course, without a doubt. How could I not? You've been so gracious and given me so many opportunities as well. When I went through that process, I just thought, like, who do I trust to come into my community of followers, if you will, and to share and to give to them something that can make a difference? And you are definitely on the list. Definitely on the list.
Well, I appreciate
now,
you know, just being a part of that and a part of you. And you know, when is your next Soulful Sunday, or do you know?
It's the question, right? So this is the first time that I have skipped a month. I did not have Soulful Sunday in April and May because of this project that I'm working on that I feel like is the next leg of it. So I'm not quite sure. So I'm not as a teaser, but I'm going to have people stay tuned to my website or to me on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, to stay tuned for any Soulful Sundays coming up. However, if they'd like to kind of go backwards and take a look at the series that we've had, I do have a YouTube channel. It is Susan Schuster Psychic Medium is my YouTube channel, and the Soulful Sunday series can be found there, the past one. So they can watch those as well, Amanda, to kind of get up to speed to see if it's something that, you know, it piques their interest. Every series had a different guest speaker. Every series had a different focus. So I hope that they, you know, again, YouTube is a platform that would allow me to continue to provide that ability to share, right? Share with so many beyond those who were present at the moment when Soulful Sunday took place on those particular Sundays. So it's a way for that to continue on beyond those moments of the actual moments of those recordings. So I'm grateful that I have a YouTube platform like YouTube to keep those there and living and sharing and making a difference. So they can certainly go there to the YouTube channel as well.
Cool.
But are you ready to
take some callers here?
Sure, absolutely.
I know we're kind of limited on time. I know you only have so much time. So I'm going to go ahead and go to our first caller, which is 270. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are you today?
I'm fine. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good. How can we help you?
Is it possible to get general reading? Like, I had a question, but as I was listening, I'm like, I feel like I'm at the right place at the right time. So I'm just kind of wondering what you all, what messages I can receive.
Well,
yeah,
I think we're kind of focused on, go ahead, if you can take a general, Susan. I know some want one question specifically. That's up to you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know we're just trying to make sure we can meet the needs of everyone. Is there one particular area of your life you were hoping we would look into?
Yes, ma'am.
Because
I have a job. I'm sorry
to cut you off. I was just going to say career is coming in for you.
Yes.
So I can take a look at that really quickly. And I'm sorry, what is your first name?
Joy.
I'm sorry, couldn't hear you.
Joy.
Joy?
Yes.
All right, Joy, let me see, because I know career was coming in. So as I tune into career for you, Joy, I'm getting the song, which is a sign or symbol for me that I normally receive. It's should I stay or should I go now? So I feel like there's this push-pull for you. You're trying to determine should you stay where you are or should you move on. And I feel like at this time you're sort of beating a dead horse. There's nothing new there for you where you currently are, and it feels like the life has sort of been or the air has been deflated out of the balloon for you. I don't feel that energy that you once had. And I feel that you're going to be looking at a different direction in your life. I feel that you're going off and exploring something that feels more creative, not as mundane or routine as you currently are in. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. You are right.
And as I tune in, I know that I feel that September is a good month for you. I feel a shift in September for you. I feel that things will be much smoother for you because I'm getting my sign or symbol for the water running over the rocks, smoothing those out. So for me, that's always a sign that things are going to go pretty well. And it feels like September would be a month to look forward to. Not that you can't continue to work on that now. And I'm not saying that you can just sit back and watch, you know, reality TV and eat potato chips and expect everything to change, right? There is a responsibility. And I tell my clients there is a responsibility on your behalf. If you want change, you have to take action. But the message that I'm getting for you, Joy, as I wrap up here is do not hold on to the fear, am I good enough, okay? I hope that resonates with you. Because have trust. Have trust and have faith. In fact, you are good enough. You are good enough to take this leap of faith, and I feel that you're going to be going in a more creative direction with your career. And I don't feel that it's going to be mundane or routine like what you're currently in. So trust in the process and enjoy the journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How much time do you have, Susan?
I can go till about 12:15 today, my time.
About 12:15.
Central Standard Time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure so that I can kind of keep tabs on, you know, how many callers we can take. I have a question from Billy, and Billy says, where do you see me in the next couple of months with my spiritual gifts?
I see Billy on top of the world. I mean, I just saw Billy on top of the world as if I were out in the universe looking at Earth, and there Billy is standing. Let me just see here. I also feel that Billy needs a reminder to really understand that she is her only limit in this journey, that she is truly her only limit. I feel that there are moments, which is normal. I'm going to say, Billy, this is normal in this spiritual work. But there's touch and go where she has confidence and she begins to question that, and then she has confidence and she begins to question that. So I'm just going to ask Billy to really, again, to dig in and trust in herself, but more importantly, to really maybe take a different perspective and understand that in this work, it's not about us. It's about us doing our job. Right, Amanda?
That's right. I feel like, you know, when you, it's like I was telling somebody today, it's really funny. She thinks it's neat that I hear animals, that, you know, I'm like Dr. Doolittle. And I said, well, you know, it kind of comes that way. So, you know, it is like you said, it's not really, it's something that you do to help, which I know that's one of Billy's really big goals. And
yes,
it is an interesting responsibility. I mean, even for me, kind of figuring out what this is or how to use it, you know, is a gift in itself, like we talked about that on Soulful Sunday. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I see Billy just soaring high and doing things great.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work, Billy. We're going to go to our next caller, which is 803. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are
Hello.
You?
Hey, how are you doing? This is Chris from South Carolina.
Hi Chris.
How can we help you?
Yeah, I was wondering how my money and my love looking. You see anything coming out with money or love?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Chris, right away, I feel like money leaves your hand pretty easily. Do you understand that? That there's a bit of a struggle for you to hold on to money. Do you understand that? I feel that it leaves you easily. And I'm going to ask you to really take a look inward at that, why money is leaving your hand so easily or so quickly. I feel like you are a giver. You're a nurturer as well. And I feel that this may be a time for you to really sort of look inside and really begin to understand, as much as you want to nurture and help others, that, you know how I talked about the self-care kits in the beginning, the self-care sets that I'm putting together? You also have to take a look at taking care of yourself first, so that then there is room for everyone else. And I feel like you need that message, right? I feel that you're very empathic as well, and that's why you're often giving monetarily to others. And if it's not literally the money that you're giving things that take away money from yourself. Would you understand that as well?
Right. I kind of am taking care of my mother. I've been doing that since August, so I don't really have no time for myself. And kind of been, I don't know, just not doing nothing. And that's all I've been doing is taking care of my mother, and I can't see my girlfriend when I want to. She's talking about leaving. I don't know.
I'm so sorry that you're going through that, Chris.
What's coming to me is that, you know, money is going to get easier for you to work with, and you're going to find a way to make your path a little easier for yourself. And it's because you're a manifester. You know, it's because you're going to manifest yourself into, you know, where you need to be. And I look forward to seeing that for you.
Okay, you see that soon?
I do. You really have to work on it yourself. It's like Susan's talking about, and I really love this topic. You know, she's talking about self-care and how you need to take care of yourself. And that's what you're going to do with those tools. So I look forward to hearing more about that, because you're going to do that in the future. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
And we see that shift in August. I'm just going to throw that out. I just see that shift in August.
He's still listening, Chris. So in August, and that's good. Eva is wanting to know, where do you see me in the next couple of months with my let me try that again. Eva wants to know what they see for her this year. She's listening but can't call in.
Hi, Eva. Nice to hear from you. So glad to, that you joined us. So, Eva, for the next year, or for the rest of this year, was that the question, Amanda, for the rest of this year?
Let's see. Eva wants to know what you see for this year. Yeah.
So with Eva, I'm picking up on technicality. So I'm feeling that Eva is fine-tuning her technical aspect of healing right now. I feel that she's in the weeds of the technical aspects of the healing modality that she is able to share with so many others in her work. Let me see what else is coming up. So I feel like there's a big focus on the technical part of things for her. But she is a sponge. I'm seeing a very large sponge. In that area, I see Eva really soaking up all of the knowledge of what she's doing. So I feel that this year is a breakthrough year in terms of not just learning, but really understanding the technical aspect of her abilities, I want to say. And then I do feel joy. I feel more joy as I move towards the end of the year. As I go down towards the end of the year near the holidays, I want to say I'm in December, Eva, and I'm feeling much more joy. I feel that I can breathe, and I feel a sense of freedom that I'm able to move around more than I once was. And I don't just mean physically, but it feels like I'm able to interact with more people by December as well, which brings me a lot of joy.
So I feel Eva's going to heal herself with healing other people. That was the message I got. She's doing so good. Like what you're saying is so right on. I feel that she is going to heal herself as she's helping all these people too.
Without a doubt, I feel that this is the groundwork for the work that Eva will be doing. She's filling in with this technical learning right now, but it is bringing her to the end of the year where I feel that there's this opening, there's this freedom, there's this joy. I feel much more fulfilled towards the end of the year. Like it's all coming to fruition, right? And I can feel the progression of it coming down the pipe. So, Eva, I think you have beautiful things that are heading your way. Continue to do the work that you're doing. I think you're right on. I'm incredibly grateful for Eva, just to be totally transparent, if this
Me too.
Eva that I think it is. Eva
it is.
Has also worked in healing me as well, and I can't thank her enough. She's doing a beautiful job, but I do, right away when you said Eva, the technical came up, so I know that she's investing her time in the technical aspects of her healing modality. And I'm excited for what lies ahead for her. But I feel happiness and joy like I haven't felt at the same level coming towards the end of the year, and an increase in that. So, Eva, look to be much happier towards the end of the year.
Awesome. I love that, because the message that I was getting, they were hitting the overhead with it, is she's going to heal herself and she's going to have lots of really good energy. So I feel great about that. That is just really awesome. I really like that a lot. Okay, we're going to go to a California call. Area code 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are you?
Good morning, Amanda and Susan. It's Yvonne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Did you say Yvonne?
Siobhan.
Oh, Siobhan.
Yes.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you both? I'm fine. I was up all night taking care of my dad, so I'm a little bit out of it, but I'm awake. It's raining. I don't know why I'm happy about that. Oh yeah, because California was going to go into a drought, so it's been raining for 2 days. We're very happy right now.
You and me both. Because I went outside today. And I made a phone call outside, and it was raining, so we both had rain.
Yeah. Good. Well, I mean, if you need it, that's great. We definitely need it. We've been hearing, like, conserve this, conserve that. We hear conserve every year, but when we're hearing it, like, during rainy season, we didn't get rain. I think March is now here upon us in May. So I'm excited. Rain for the next month.
Yay!
Then we'll see. I know, right?
Yeah.
So
then the heat.
My thing is, I'm feeling, you know, it's like tax days today, and I'm supposed to do my dad's taxes and mine. I can do mine next week. I'm okay with that. But I just need to know that things are going to ease out now with my caregivers so that I can actually do other things and, you know, get my own business up and running. And I've had quite a shift change of caregivers in the past 6 months, and I'm over it.
I'm so sorry.
I need to have balance. Like you said, I'm working on myself, but it's hard to work on yourself when you don't have time for yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. And And I'm actually hearing, Siobhan, to even just take 5 minutes, even, you know, it's a restroom break, but take an extra 5 minutes in there just to remember to breathe. I know that sounds so simple, but that is a message that's coming in so strongly for you.
Absolutely. I understand. I actually am feeling the need to breathe lately. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I literally am ignoring my father.
Yeah.
Like when the
just
person
to remind
comes
yourself.
Here, because he goes, "You get in here." I'm like, "I'm not a slave. Leave me alone." You know, and I run away and go sit in the bathroom and talk to God while I'm sitting on top of the toilet seat.
that's your serenity right now, and you need that space. You need, even if it's 5 minutes, you got to have it. How can, because caregivers are such nurturers, and I feel that from your soul so deeply that you're a giver, a nurturer. But remember, if you're depleted, who's going to care for you? Who's going to care for the person that you're caring for, you, for your father? Because caregivers come and go, as you say. So remember to breathe is a very strong message that I feel angels, actually. I don't work a lot with angels, but I am seeing an angel come in as we speak right now, Siobhan, coming in, wrapping their arms around you lovingly and reminding you just to take those moments to breathe. And that physical act of breathing, what they're bringing me to is just opening you up and clearing things out, moving the energy.
Okay.
So I would encourage you to do that. Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like you need to move that energy.
My caregivers, now that I've agreed to have live-in caregivers, am I going to see it balanced now so I can just start taking care of myself, actually? I really need to just take care of myself for the next couple of years.
Well, I just heard if you choose. I know that sounds vague, but it is very strongly guided if you choose. Because there is a need for you also to ensure that the correct caregiving is being given, even though you're over the process because you're depleted. So if you choose to make that time and space, so remember, you do control your balance. You do control that balance. So I would ask you to really take a look at that inwardly and just go inward. And, you know, you have the right to choose. So do you choose to have more balance in your life? And I feel like you don't need permission. I'm going to give you permission to say that you don't need permission, Siobhan. Does that make sense?
No, I know, but I have a parent I'm taking care of. So, you know,
I understand.
Of the seven of us, I'm the only one. So choice there, you know, it's either me or, you know, he suffers. He wouldn't be able to get up and pee on his own, you know?
I understand.
Yeah.
But choose to find that balance also, to give that balance to yourself. And it's beyond that 5 minutes. And I'm hearing the word boundaries also coming to play, Siobhan. So I'm feeling like there is a need to reestablish boundaries so that you can have that balance that you require.
Okay, so my question is, are these caregivers good? They're going to last?
I still feel caregivers coming and going at this time. I feel that they're still coming and going.
Siobhan, it's because the right ones have to be in there. I don't know if that even makes sense to you, but the word I hear is right ones. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. The right people, because there's certain people, and you'll know what I'm saying when I say this to you.
Yes.
There's certain people that you can't have caregivers for you.
Exactly.
Okay,
and
I thought I got that now.
Yeah.
They're older women. They're in the same church group together. They're in an agency, and they aren't it.
Now,
I'm kind of feeling like the ones that you, I heard yes, but go ahead, Susan. What are you getting?
Yeah, so when I said I feel them coming and going, and I'm not backtracking here, Siobhan, but, you know, not everything is literal in psychic work. So it does make
sense.
No, I know that. Because then when you ask the question, are they the right one, but are they the right ones, I, too, just heard yes, but I feel that there's a coming and going. It's almost like an orchestra. Does that make sense? So then it may be on shift.
That is the new bit that we did, is that
perfect.
We decided they would come for 3 days, you know, like stay in, and then they'd leave, and the next one would come in and for three
okay.
days and leave. Yeah, that's a new thing.
Okay.
For me.
I think that
yeah.
that process, the coming and going, because when you ask, are they the right ones, it's radio. I don't want to cut everybody off, but I, too, picked up on older women. And so I do feel that you have the right
good.
People there. And I think that flow of coming and going is good. It's also good for your own energy as well. I don't know if you're picking up on that, Amanda, but I'm picking up on the shift in the different
energy.
Yeah,
I got coming and going is supposed to happen because it's supposed to be like that. But she's never
yeah.
going to be, like, stranded again. I've not felt that. I've not
yeah.
felt her, you know, going, oh, my
no.
gosh, I don't have the help again. I'm freaking out. You know, I don't see that there. So that's a good thing.
And I feel like those will be part of those boundaries we talked about earlier, you establishing boundaries. So the boundaries
mm-hmm.
are this new flow that you have, I think, is going to work for you.
Fantastic.
And also for your father.
Yeah, that's the reality. I can tell everybody out there, if one day I put pen to paper for caregiving, you know when you need to separate yourself from your parent.
Yeah.
Because he says to me, where is the caregiver? You get out of my face, right? And that's when he sucked the life out of me for the past 24 hours. And when I
yeah.
say that, there is no boundary with my parent, because when I was raised, there was no boundary with my parent. I did what they told
yeah.
me. And now that I'm an adult, you know, and I want to tell people, like, any caregiver, I can point at any caregiver and go, caregiving. I know. I can see it. I can see the drain.
Yeah.
I can see their energy. It's all to help somebody else. And in the end, they look like they're older than the patient they're taking care of. The ones who
absolutely.
Set boundaries are pretty good. But, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so
I want to know, I hit the same set of people, and I appreciate it, and I'll let you guys go on to your next clients. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a good
Thank
day.
You.
Thanks
Thank
for calling
you
in,
too.
Siobhan. I appreciate
good luck.
Your support.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 406. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are you?
You know, I'm really doing well. Aloha, Amanda. Aloha, Susan.
Hi.
My name is...
Hello.
Hi. My name is Dulcie, and I'm feeling kind of... Well, life is good, but I'm feeling stalled out. I'm feeling stalled out in my relationship. I'm feeling stalled out in my work with people. I'm feeling stalled out in my money flow. And life is good, but it's just kind of meh. And usually I'm
not
pretty
moving.
Enthusiastic about life. But I'm feeling a little disappointed. Just not my usual, some depression, just not my usual self. Any
yeah, insight? As I tune in, Dulcie, I do feel a swaying feeling for me, which is a sign or symbol of sadness or grief. It can also lead to depression. So I also feel like there needs to be a little bit of a change up in your routine. I'm feeling like I want to change your routine. Do you understand that I'm bored also? There's a sense of boredom coming in with you. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
because I feel like you're a creative person in terms of your who you are. And I'm not saying necessarily that you're a painter, that you're this or that, that you're sculpting,
paint.
But okay, perfect. Because I'm saying I feel a sense of creativity with you, that you're a creative person, and I feel that, you know, we all have to have that light. We have to have that spark to be creative. And I feel that there needs to be an energetic shift. And with that, I feel that there's a routine that needs to be discarded, and there just needs to be a change in the routine to bring that inspiration, to bring that light to the forefront again.
Okay, is going to my boyfriend's house and painting, is that a good shift in my routine?
I'm going to be real honest. I don't feel like that's where you are able to connect in fully. You can, but okay. I don't feel that you're connecting in fully
her energy needs to be shaken up more than that. It's like
yes.
she needs a jolt of light to come through her somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, Dulcie, you're there. You're so powerful. You've got it. But it's
mm-hmm.
like you've got to change something up so that you're not going, I'm so bored, I can't stand it, and I'm going crazy, you know, because, I mean, that light is in you, so it's going to be there, and you're going to resolve a way to do it and bring your energy back up again. I already see it.
Okay.
I actually feel the outdoors. Actually, I'm feeling the sunshine and the outdoors is something that's going to reignite your energy and your creativity. I feel that I'm actually seeing you outdoors. I feel that you're outdoors and there's a lot of green around me. There's water around me also, and I see flowers around me. So I don't know if you're going to understand a place like that, Dulcie, but that is coming in and I feel inspired. I feel like I'm breathing.
I live in Hawaii. And
of course
I'm
you said aloha, so that makes
sense. I'm surrounded by green and flowers. I'm just, my routine has been staying at home. I'm staying at a hotel and going back and forth. Uh-huh. And my routine is just cattywampus. And
yes.
My sweetheart and I are kind of at an odd place. I'm not exactly certain the why of it, but it's just like I'm looking. I know I need to shift because what I'm doing isn't working. And and I'm getting depressed, and that's an old pattern that I want to shift out of.
Yeah, and I'm feeling that there's a need for you to connect with your higher self again, and they're bringing me to writing. So I don't know if you enjoy writing, if you wrote in the past, but I do feel you writing to work through that stagnation that you're currently feeling. It feels like it also breaks that up, but I feel like I'm outdoors. I want to say that there's an energetic shift for you when you are outside as opposed to being indoors. And that feels much brighter, much lighter being outdoors than indoors.
Okay. Well, I've been indoors a lot more than I like. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because
I see you outside almost in like the sacred hikes or the sacred journeys that you do, you know, like outside, and I think that'll bring your spirit up even more.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll see if we can go up to the mountains. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dulcie. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to area code 920. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are you?
Good morning. This is Linda Lacus. It's lovely to talk to both of you. My question is, there is something I choose to do with my career, even though I don't do anything. I'm retired, and I do help other people a lot. I'm just wondering, there is a program that I'm looking into that I would like to do, but I don't know if I should do it or not.
So, hi, Linda. Thank you for coming. Nice to meet you. Right away, I'm writing down volunteer. Volunteer. Would you understand the word volunteer in connection with a desire that it feels like work for you, but it doesn't feel like work at the same time, but I feel that it's very gratifying for you?
I'm already working. I work only one day a week because I'm retired, and I don't want to work any more than that because I have other obligations that I've been taking care of. But I was looking into doing a school, a zone technique school that I think would be really serviceable to a lot of people that I do know. The thing is, I never really get paid much for what I do. And it would be nice to get some income as well as learning the new trade. I don't know if that's feasible or I should do it or not.
So I'm trying to let me just give me a moment. If you want to jump in, Amanda, feel free, but I'm just going to tune in if you want to get started because I want to understand why
sure.
the volunteer came up so strongly for her.
the volunteer work was really strong, but I'm seeing something about you doing feasible work, that will come. It's coming, and you're going to do that. So that's exciting. That's an actual exciting thing. I see that happening for you. I got yeses around it, and it seems like whatever it is you're wanting to do surrounding that is getting, like, the green light go, too. Like, okay. Yes, you should do that.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Now, Linda, do you also work with your hands? Are you working with your hands? Because I feel that your hands are very busy. When I ask, when I look into and I ask about doing this other type of work, my hands are moving. I'm not sure what you said earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do PAT, which is called physical aromatic touch, and I do massage. And
I wondered if you were a healer because I could see your hands moving too, and I kept getting the word healer, and I thought, I wonder if she does healing of some kind.
I do a lot. I massage feet, I do backs, I do all kinds of things, but this would just take it to a new level. I haven't earned the money yet to pursue this. I'm about $900 short, but I should, with the work that I do get once a week, I should be able to make that up in about 2 months. And I didn't know if I should do it or not. I mean, I'm old enough to not have to even worry about doing anything anymore, but my desire is still to help heal anybody as much as I possibly can, because I love
you. What I'm hearing is that you don't always have to. I know, you know, massage therapists, they use their hands, but the thing that I'm being told to tell you, and it's because I'm being shown it too, because I do it, is distance healing. But also, you know, you can hold your hands out. You can hold your hands out and not put your hands on the body, or visualize a person being healed and still do the same thing. It's like I'm being told to tell you that.
Yes, I do know that, and I can feel energy really well. I'm very attuned to chi energy, and I can tell when the energy is built up, because I'm a universal practitioner. I mean, universal spheres. I mean, I have a lot of long-distance healing stuff inside that I've worked on and pursued.
Right.
And I just don't get people, you know, coming and saying, hey, would you do this, except my friends, because they know what I do.
Sure.
And eventually
that'll get more popular. That'll get more popular where you're getting more people who want to do that with you, so you're not using your hands as much, because I'm being told that, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to use your hands like you did. I mean, you can, but maybe you're not as often. So, but I'm getting that you're going to be doing a lot of distance healing, because people are going to pick up on that.
Yeah, and I just want to throw this out, Linda, if I may.
Yeah.
When I talked about seeing your hands moving a lot, it's almost like there was an energetic white light between your hands as you're moving your hands, working with your hands. So everything that you've said makes sense as to why I was seeing that. More importantly, as we continue down this quick path with you, I do see that the massage clients or massage somehow plays a part in transitioning over to the distant healing, the energy work. So I see that that transitions over for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
It really
And
I keep seeing that the distance healing is going to get more and more popular with you. That just keeps showing up in your energy field. So I want to keep talking about it, because I keep seeing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Amanda. And I feel like the starter or the catalyst for that has to do with massage or massage clients, because it feels like it really takes off from that area into the healing and the distance healing.
Okay.
It's
Thank
almost like
you.
The in-between sessions. I want to say that, Linda. It feels like the in-between sessions. So take a look at that, and I would look at that. And I'm seeing November as being significant, the month of November, with you as well for this.
Oh, thank you.
Let me tell you energetic massage.
You know, like
you're welcome.
Energetic massage, like you're going to be not really massaging the body, but you're going to be kind of like almost laying your hands on people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Matrix Energetics helped me to do that. So
I love Matrix Energetics. That's really
so
cool.
Yeah, I've got numerous things in my pocket, so to speak, and I love to pull them out once in a while.
Well,
right.
I see your pocket
cool.
is stuffed. Linda, that pocket is stuffed because things are falling out now. So that's funny that you said that. I love it.
All right.
I love
thank
it.
You
You've
for
got
calling.
Plenty of tools.
God bless both of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 573. Hello, 573. You're on the line with Amanda and Susan. How are you today?
I'm good.
Hello.
Good. How can we help you? Hi.
Ooh, hey, Amanda. It's Judy. What do you see career-wise for me? I can't even speak. Coming up.
Career-wise.
Yeah.
You getting anything, Susan?
Well, I feel like I'm sitting in an office. I can see a cubicle around me. I feel like I'm typing. So I just saw the word administrative work. Let me just see where that's heading here. I feel like you're really good at organizing things, and I see a calendar in front of me. I also feel like you're good at keeping things on track or on schedule. Does any of that make sense for you, Judy?
No, because I don't even know how to type.
That's okay. So not everything is literal, so I trust in spirit. Let me just keep working with that as I continue down this path. There is definitely something that's coming up here for you in regards to, I want to say, organizing and keeping things on track.
Okay.
Ah, I understand. You also like to be in charge. Would you understand that? You like to be in charge. Do you understand that? That you're very good at organizing or being in charge or supervising others. Do you understand this as well?
Yes.
Because I feel that you can be very focused on when there's something that needs to be done, understanding who plays a part, what their role is, and getting them in line to do so to make the end result come to fruition in the way that it needs to. So in terms of career here, oh, and you don't like to sit still, Judy. You're a mover and shaker. I see that you like to be productive as well. You like to get up, have a purpose, and keep going throughout the day. Would you understand that as well?
Exactly, yes.
And that's why you're so good at managing. So here we go back to managing. I want to go into supervising or managing because you keep things on track. You're able to organize things as it came in as admin, and I heard typing, but I feel that you can keep things very organized. I think you should stay focused in this area because you're very good at getting people to do what they need to as well. I don't feel that you're afraid of disciplining others in a role or in a career, in a setting like that, in a role that you have, because you take your responsibility quite seriously. And you want to be able to leave at the end of the day and say, I checked this off of my list, this, this, and that, and we were able to make it happen. I also feel that you're very good at resolving issues that other people under you do not have the ability to do so. You can be creative in that way, but you can also understand alternatives. You have this flexibility, and you can figure things out quite nicely, how to get still to point A, even though we were heading down track one, you can get down to point A from track two or three. So you have this creative, strategic ability to get things done, to resolve issues, keep people on track, stay organized, and achieve goals. But you're definitely not a slacker. I want to say, Judy, you're not a slacker.
She is not a slacker,
busy.
I'll tell you that. She is very good.
Yeah. Yeah, would you
okay.
understand any of that, why that comes through for you?
Kind of. I think it plays a part in what's going on in the world today and when the truth finally comes out.
Got it. Well, I definitely feel that you are a woman on a mission. And
yes,
you're
I am.
She is on a mission,
right
that's
now.
For sure.
We're right over you.
Yeah, like a freight train. You're full steam ahead. There you go.
Yep.
So, Amanda,
right,
anything
you
want to add, you can. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Amanda.
All right, thank you. Blessings. I have talked to her before. You did a really good job with her. I know she's definitely on the right track. Susan, thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such my pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me to talk a little bit about self-care. I thought it was quite beautiful, not surprising, but how Spirit brought that theme through for self-care today as I talked about
well,
my first set that we're going to be launching.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Thank you, Amanda.
All
thank
right.
you, everyone.
Take care.
Take
blessings. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.